You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Together with us is Miss Alma. She's the Consul Commercial and Special Trade Representative to Australia and New Zealand. Hi, Miss Alma.
Hello. Magandang umaga po sa kanilang lahat.
Magandang umaga sa iyo. So, itatanong lang namin, what are the top exports of the Philippines to Australia?
We export automotive products such as batteries, gearboxes. So we also export the food products. We have a lot of Filipino products already present in Australia. And also, it's available in the Asian and Filipino stores, but we also have several products in the mainstream supermarkets like Woolworths and Coles. So we have our coconut products there, coconut juice, coconut flour, coconut flakes. We also have fruits, fruit cocktails, and we'd like to be able to export more of these products, more of our agriculture products to the Australian market.
How do you do that? Ano yung mga produkto na pinipili nyo? Paano nyo siya napipili para ipadala dito?
Well, we are a government agency, so we basically support all Philippine businesses who wish to enter the market, you know. So they approach us and they express their interest to export to Australia, so we assist by business matching activities. So we match them with certain importers who would be able to import their products. So that's what we do. We also provide information like commercial intelligence. So who are the competitors of this product? So that before they enter, they would have information first, you know, like who are their competitors, what are the price points, where should they go, who should they meet, what's the distribution in Australia, you know, things like that.
Okay. Do you consider as well na dapat mabenta siya sa Pilipinas, that it shares a large shareholder value?
Well, basically, those products that are exported overseas are also available in the domestic market. In fact, their export division is just a tiny portion of their total operations. So, but for domestic corporations, it's just really very important for them to export because, you know, you're competing already with the rest of the world. So you don't have any choice but to really make good products. So it's a strategy for Philippine companies also to level up, you know, because they don't have any choice but to improve their product because they're now competing with the rest of the world, you know. They're not just competing with the domestic market.
So how about the outcome? Kamusta naman?
It's good. We still have a lot of work to do because, as I've said, we have a lot of Filipino products here, but basically in the Filipino Asian supermarkets, we really like to target the mainstream supermarkets. We'd like to mainstream our brands. We'd like to have Jollibee, the likes of Jollibee, globalize the brands in.
So when you say Jollibee, dadalhin dito sa Australia, right?
Yes. So for franchising of our brands, like, you know, Jollibee or Mang Inasal, for instance. So hindi lang sa food products, but also, you know, other types of businesses, like maybe a salon, or if it's a successful business in the Philippines and it's targeting the Filipino market, there's also a chance that it could work in the Australian market.
So parang yung magpa-franchise are the Australians, right? Is that it?
Yes, they will franchise the brands in the Philippines. Yeah. Or it could be also Filipinos who are interested to franchise the brands in Australia.
The other way around as well. Okay, sir. How is it helping the country economically?
Well, because, you know, once we export products, it returns to the Philippines, you know, in terms of export earnings. So it creates job. It helps the Philippine companies be able to hire more people, you know. So ultimately, our wish is really to reduce poverty. Our mandate is to create more jobs. And that's why in the Department of Trade and Industry, we have this seminars called TNK, Trabaho, Negosyo, Kabuhayan. Because we really want growth to be more inclusive, you know. Our economy is already doing very good. It's the second fastest growing economy in Asia. And it's going to be the 10th fastest growing economy in the world by 2020. But what we need to do is to really trickle it down, to the less fortunate people so that, you know, we could really make growth inclusive and to really share prosperity to all Filipino people.
Or parang equality.
Yes, okay. Yes. So, lahat tayo gusto nating maunlad tayo na walang maiiwanan because yun naman yung talagang gusto din ng ating gobyerno, ng ating presidente, na wala po sa ating maiiwan.
Okay. So, is it the president's hard work as well that had made it there, as you know, that had made the Philippines as the second fastest growing country economically?
Yes, by everyone, by his hardworking economic team, but of course the leadership of the president, because si presidente naman talagang pinangako niya, you know, peace and order, you know, things like that, so that, you know, the rest will just follow, because once you have peace and order, you know, maraming mga magne-negosyo, maraming mga investors na pupunta sa Pilipinas. So, lalago ang negosyo, lalago ang kabuhayan. So, uunlad po tayong lahat.
So, how about the Australian investment in the Philippines? Kamusta naman siya?
Well, we have a lot. There are around 300 Australian companies in the Philippines. Most of these are in the mining sector, you know. But a lot also, maybe around 150 plus, you know, companies are engaged in IT BPM. So the likes of Telstra, QBE, Macquarie Bank. So nandun na sila doing outsourcing. And I think there's still a lot of opportunities for Australian companies to really look at the Philippines as, you know, as an outsourcing destination.
Okay, so would you say that there's a strong partnership in trade aspect?
Yes, definitely, definitely. In fact, in the Department of Trade and Industry, our call is for stakeholders, for investors, for businesses, for business associations to partner with us to build value, you know, together. Because, you know, we really think that there's a lot of opportunities for partnership, for collaboration that we can do, because we're growing, and, you know, it's just really important that, you know, we join our resources together so that we, you know, everyone benefits.
Well, it's truly an honor to have interviewed you, Ms. Alma. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you also. Maraming salamat po at maligayang Pasko sa inyong lahat.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa Wikang Filipino.
sbs.com.au